Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Orlando Pena. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Pena covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosnovsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Brown steals second. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Gonzalez pinch runs for Larry Brown. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez now playing second base. Chico Salmon now playing shortstop. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. One out. LeMay pinch hits for Don Demeter. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. LeMay now playing right field. Chuck Hinton now playing center field. Ed Connolly now pitching. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Snyder moves to third. Blair moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Blair scores. It's 3 to nothing, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Hinton chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Gonzalez. Gonzalez fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Gonzalez. Robinson goes all the way around to score. Bulfari moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt is 0-for-1 in the game. Watt takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Watt moves to second. It's 5-0, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to Connolly covering. Safe. Watt moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watt scores. Aparicio scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 7-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder moves to third. Blair moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bulfari strikes out. Two outs. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Ed Connolly. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Gill now playing second base. Pedro Gonzalez now playing third base. Bob Allen now pitching. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosnovsky strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Orioles. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Watt strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Tony Horton. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 8-1, Orioles. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.